This is the Classic Guitar Rock Daily Update.
We'd like to say that, in our opinion, it is not suitable for children or for those of you who may have a nervous disposition.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
This is the Classic Guitar Rock Daily Update. All the classic rock news of the day with your host, Jeremy Lunnon.
Good morning, my friends. It is Friday, which is awesome. Friday, April the 5th, 2024. I woke up about 6 a.m. this morning to a brand new blanket of snow. Exactly the thing you don't want. The last day of spring break. What are you going to do? We're going to endeavor to persevere. So let's hop into our news today. By the way, you can join us. You can chime in live if you're watching on Facebook or X or YouTube. Chime in. We'd love to hear from you. You can also email me at any time, classicguitarrock@mail.com. I would love to hear from you. So, you know, I'm just going to say today is kind of a thoughtful, episode. Because we're dealing with several people dying. I don't want to be down and gloomy, but that's just kind of what I found in the news today. So this is kind of a pensive, thoughtful episode for us. I mean, we'll try to have fun, but just things to think about today. Frances Bean Cobain, of course, the daughter of Kurt Cobain. She's 30 years old. Actually, she's like 32, I think. A very poignant tribute on the 30th anniversary of Kurt Cobain's death. She says, 30 years ago, my dad's life ended. And then she had a series of pictures that she posted. She was 2 years old when her dad died. The second and third photo captured the last time we were together while he was still alive. His mom, Wendy, would often press my hands to her cheeks and say with a lulling sadness, "You have his hands." She would breathe them in as if it were her only chance to hold him just a little bit closer, frozen in time. I hope she's holding his hands wherever they are. She continues, "In the last 30 years, my ideas around loss have been in a continuous state of metamorphosing. The biggest lesson learned through grieving for almost as long as I've been conscious is that it serves a purpose. The duality of life and death, pain and joy, yin and yang, need to exist alongside each other, or none of this would have any meaning. It is the impermanent nature of human existence which throws us into the depths of our most authentic selves. As it turns out, there is no greater motivation for leaning into loving awareness than knowing everything ends." Wow. And in a related topic, after every performance, Wolfgang Van Halen can be found pointing to the sky, right? He points at the end of every show, he points to the sky, and he says that's a salute to his late father, Eddie Van Halen. And he says, "The reason I do what I do is because of my dad. So if I didn't, or at least think about him throughout the process, I'd be doing a disservice to my existence. So I think it's very important to establish that, to thank my dad every night, every time I'm on stage, just to thank my father and to know that he's always there with me every night." So both in the person of Frances Bean and Wolfgang, to me, seemingly very well-adjusted individuals, maybe even more so than their parents, right? Just something to think about. Michael Ward, former guitarist for the Wallflowers, has died at the age of 57. 57. Guys, I'm 56. So when I hear about guys dying at 57, boom, right? That sense of mortality hits us all. Wallflowers social media said, quote, "With love and gratitude, the Wallflowers say farewell to the great and singular Michael Ward. Michael's role and talents will forever remain a crucial part of the band's history. His contributions to music began before his time with the Wallflowers and continued long after his time with the band. Listening to Thin Lizzy on a sorrowful day. Rest now, Mike. Much love to his family and to his children." And of course, our condolences to his family and bandmates as well. Just things to think about, right? We're all only here for a limited time. You know, while we're here, let's try and leave things better than we found them, right? Styx news. I'm a big fan of the Styx. I love Styx. They're not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Don't get me started. Okay. They should have been in there 20 years ago, right? They're not. Maybe someday. We know that there was a fracture between the band. I mean, even before. So the band basically split up in the late 80s. They had Dennis DeYoung come back in the mid 90s and they did one tour. And then after that tour, the band was sick of him again and they fired him. I think the first time he left and then the second time he got fired. And, well, let me just share this with you. During an appearance on the Bob Lefsetz podcast, Charlie Brusco, who's the manager for Styx, says that the band hasn't spoken to Dennis DeYoung since 1999. Haven't even talked to him. Brusco says, quote, "Tommy and JY came to me and said, we got a new album coming out. Dennis can't tour. We want to go out there without him," the manager recalled. "And I said, all right, if we do this, it could work. It might not work, but I'm not going to go backwards. We're not going to do this for 6 months and then turn around and go back to Dennis." So according to Brusco, the members, they couldn't handle Dennis anymore. Quote, "Dennis likes to be in control of everything. I called him on the phone and told him that they were touring without him, basically that he was fired, and the reaction was not good. And he said to me, you know that no one will come to see them without me. And I go, we'll see. We'll find out. Well, what happened is, I mean, let me ask you, who's more relevant now, Styx without Dennis or Dennis without Styx? Styx continues to have very successful tours, and they have since he left. They replaced Dennis with a guy named Lawrence Gowan. Gowan's been there since 99, and Lawrence Gowan is super talented, right? And there's always this argument, right? The classic lineup is always the best lineup. And I get that, right? And all the classic albums have Dennis on them. However, it's debatable which classic tunes are the most classic. Tommy has a lot of classic tunes as well. Renegade, Fooling Yourself, Too Much Time on My Hand. I mean, the case could be made that Tommy was as important as Dennis. I don't know. That's a debate worth having. Regardless of that, Styx has continued to be a top concert draw since 99. And it's interesting. Roger Waters said the same thing about Pink Floyd. Roger thought once he was gone, Pink Floyd would be done. And yes, people debate that the stuff after Roger wasn't as good as the stuff with Roger, which I'd probably agree. I'd probably agree on that. However, David Gilmour and Pink Floyd soldiered on with additional platinum albums and very successful tours. So yeah, the band did just fine without Roger. Styx has done just fine without Dennis. what are you going to do? But yeah, they haven't talked with him for since 1999. I was kind of shocked at that. He says, I'm pretty sure of this. I don't think me, Tommy, or JY have ever spoken to Dennis since I let him go. I don't think the three of us have ever had a word with Dennis, a good word or a bad word. Nothing. Just haven't talked to him. Here's good news. Black Country Communion, the supergroup featuring legendary vocalist bassist Glenn Hughes, Joe Bonamassa, Jason Bonham, and Derek Sherinian have released a new single called Red Sun. The track is taken from Black Country Communion's highly anticipated fifth studio album called Five, like the Roman numeral five, due on June 4th. Now, guys, if you got an hour, a great video, and it's probably 10 years old by now, at least. It's Black Country Communion. I think it's called Live from the Black Country. It's a pro shot, you know, concert they did in England, and it's awesome. It's a great live performance. You should go check that out. I like everything Black Country Communion has done. I like the individual parts, right? Big fan of Bonamassa, Glenn Hughes. We have an episode about Glenn Hughes, one of the podcast episodes about Glenn Hughes. Derek Sherinian, of course, keyboard monster. And you got Jason Bonham. Jason Bonham, who's played with everyone. I mean, he's in Sammy Hagar's circle, right? He'll be on the Best of All Worlds tour that's happening, the tribute to Eddie Van Halen. He's got his Led Zeppelin tribute or a night. I don't remember what it's called. It's Jason Bonham's Led Zeppelin experience or something. When I see Def Leppard in September, that's who is opening. I'm looking forward to that. That's going to be awesome. Very talented guy. Great drummer. You know, great drummer. So the individual contributors in Black Country Communion are awesome. So I've liked all their previous albums. I'm glad they're doing another album. Again, especially Hughes and Bonham. These guys are so busy in multiple bands and projects. It's hard for them to all get together and do an album, right? Let alone a tour. But whatever they do is usually really good. So this is a good thing, a new Black Country Communion album, and particularly this new single that's released today that as soon as I'm done talking here, I'm going to go watch because I haven't seen it yet. That'll be awesome. Bonamassa says, this band allows me to embrace all of it. He's talking about all the different elements, what everyone brings in. He says, it's funny because the four musicians up here, everybody brings a certain thing to this that's very specific. Every part is irreplaceable. For me, it's about playing old style rock guitar loud. If you go see a Joe Bonamassa concert, it's blues rock. I mean, it's rocking, but it's mostly bluesy. So when you see him play with Black Country Communion, it's more in the classic rock vein. They even do like some Led Zeppelin songs. So it's putting Bonamassa in a slightly different category than he usually is. And the guy's just a phenomenal guitar player. He's great. Everyone in the band is awesome. Hughes says, we make music for the five of us. We make music that we love and like, hoping it registers with everyone else. We don't make it for record companies or this guy or that guy. And then Sherinian credits producer Kevin Shirley for keeping the band's creative energies focused. And he said, quote, we got to give Kevin Shirley massive credit because he controls. He keeps it all flowing. And it's a rocking endeavor. And it has a classic vibe to it, right? So you hear it and it sounds kind of like a 70s vibe, but not dated. I don't know how to, if you haven't checked out Black Country Communion, you just got to check them out. You know, I like the vintagey vibey guitar sound. You know, it's not a modern processed hard rock guitar tone that Bonamassa, you know, he's a vintage amp junkie. And so you get that classic kind of 70s hard rock sound, and It works. So I'm always excited when there's new music from Black Country Communion. And I wasn't sure there was ever going to be a fifth album. So this is good news. Okay, let's go to the email bag. You can email me, classicguitarrock@mail.com. I'd love to hear from you. As you know, we've launched the Classic Guitar Rock radio station 24/7. The great guitar-driven rock of the 60s, 70s, and 80s, 24/7. Didn't I say that already? Yeah, so you can listen to it. I could turn it on right now and you could hear it. What are you waiting for? Go out and check it out. It's still in the opening phases, right? It's still under construction. So we don't have all the bugs worked out. We don't. But I guarantee you'll like the playlist. In fact, I added about 100 new songs last night. But I do have to share this full transparency. Let me share this email that came today. Hey, Jeremy, I'm enjoying the new radio station, but why do I hear Blue Oyster Cult's Godzilla three times a day? Do you really like that song that much? They have much better ones you could be playing. That's from John Davis in Reading, Pennsylvania. So that's one of them. Okay. So this is inside baseball. I'm pulling away the curtain. Okay. For whatever reason, and I'm still trying to figure out the algorithm and the platform, and I don't want to get into all the details, but you can categorize your songs, right? And I think I'm categorizing them in such a way that that should not be happening, right? But I agree with you. For whatever reason, I hear Godzilla way too often. I hear China Girl by David Bowie way too often. And I hear Genesis's Home by the Sea way too often. Now, the number of songs that I've put in there in the rotation that I'm thinking, you shouldn't hear those. I mean, it should be days between the time you hear those. But yeah, I agree. I heard Godzilla last night about midnight and never heard it this morning already. So I got to figure some stuff out there. So there's some kinks I'm working out. And also you'll notice some of the sweepers. Sweepers are those little things that come in and say, classic guitar rock radio, you know, those sort of things. I had a bunch that I made for the podcast. And so just as, you know, placeholders, I put in podcast sweepers. So I'm slowly but surely replacing the podcast sweepers with ones that say classic guitar rock radio. Again, kind of behind the scenes stuff. And one of the quirky little things is I'll go in and delete it, a sweeper, and yet it takes a while for it to catch on. Because this is all, at this point, automated. And so you'll hear me talking at some places, but just I'm not really there live at the time. I just so you guys know, I don't sit there and play records 24 hours a day and get on and talk. You can record liners. This is all top secret stuff. This is like a magician revealing his secrets, right? So you can record things and give it the appearance of there being a live person sitting there, but it's automated. So it's a little clunky. It's not like the good old days when I was in radio where it was me sitting at the board running things and it was live, right? It's a little different. And so like in terms of how the songs mix transitioning, there's long pauses between and there's stuff I got to tweak. So yeah, it's under construction. It ain't perfect, but the song list is really good. I think you'll like it. And here's the thing, guys, I'm the programmer. I'll take requests. If you got songs you want me to put on there, shoot me an email. Let me know. I'll add them. We can put them in there. I've got deep tracks, man. There are songs that you will hear played that you would never hear on a radio. I mean, I got to be careful. You got to keep it recognizable enough, right? So yeah, you're going to hear hits, right? You got to. But it's in between those hits where you have an opportunity to go a little deeper on albums. And I've gone way deep. I'm a huge Cheap Trick fan. I've gone way deep. So you'll hear some Cheap Trick songs that, unless you own the album, you've never heard these songs, right? Same with Def Leppard. I went deep on High and Dry. High and Dry is one of my favorite albums. You'll hear a lot of deep Def Leppard cuts. And there are other bands too that we go deep. So sorry, I get excited talking about the radio station. I hope you'll check it out. I hope you'll enjoy it. I'm enjoying it. My wife hates it already because I spend so much time messing with it. But hey, yeah, check it out. One of the things I'm working on is is getting it to a point where it's easier for me to send folks to it. I can send out a link. I've been posting links on my various social media platforms. You can just click on one of those links. You can even go to Live365. It's just live365.com. And if you search Classic Guitar Rock, it comes right up. But, you know, we're working on an app where you actually have an app. And then we'll have a landing page where you just go to classicguitarrock.com and you can click on click here to hear the radio station. Click here to hear the podcast. So that's what we're working on. That's coming. But for now, I would love it if you check out the radio station and give me feedback. If you don't like it, I need that feedback too. But if you got a song to request or whatever, I'd love to hear it. Will says, how about Donny Iris? Will, as soon as we're done, and then this is my commitment to you. I know with your connections in law enforcement, you know, I'm going to shoot straight. As soon as I'm done, I'm going to add Aaliyah. It's not on there yet. You caught me. That's one that should be there. As soon as this podcast is done, Will, give me 30 minutes because I got to finish the podcast, the update. As soon as that's done, I am putting Donny Iris's Aaliyah into rotation. That's my promise. See how that worked? Will made a request. It's going on just like that. Any of you can do that. Shoot me an email, classicguitarrock@mail.com. Will, thanks for checking in. He says, haha, sounds awesome. It is awesome because the radio station is awesome. And Will, you're awesome for making a request. Thank you so much. And thanks for checking in this morning. Guys, that's it for today. Thanks so much. We'll do it all again on Monday. Have a great weekend. Live long and prosper. Bye-bye.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard.
Thanks for listening. You can email Jeremy at classicguitarrock@mail.com.
Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it.
Tune in each weekday for the Classic Guitar Rock Daily Update.